get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Takes my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away. It's only good music. Oh, only good music. Something about the thing. Hello, hello, everyone. I tell you, I am so excited. I decided to cut off Miss Tori Lee in our opening music early this evening because this is a very, very special night for me. I am C. Maria Wall. I am here with my colleague and friend, Tina Hobson, and we're welcoming you to a very brand new show, the Friday Night Faith and Praise. And what this is about, it's about faith and praise. So many of us have had a pretty rough work week. Some of us may not. So we need your positive energy as well. We want you to enjoy this session this evening. Welcome to all of the listeners who are joining us on the call query. Press the number 1 on your phone. You will be added to our list of people who would like to be on air right now. As I said, welcome to the brand new Friday Faith and Praise session with Tina Hobson and me, C. Maria Wall. My sister Tina, how are you this evening?
I am blessed and highly favored, Sister Maria. I am doing good. Yes, it's been one of those weeks. So tonight is the night to just let it all out, get it all off our chest, just praise Him that we made it through, and just have a good time in the Lord tonight. I am really, really honored to be here, to be your assistant, be your co-host tonight. I'm just excited. I'm excited about what God is going to do on this program tonight.
Amen, amen. And as you said, you know what? It has been a rough week for so many of us. Again, welcome to all of our callers joining us in the call query. Welcome, welcome to our debut show this evening. Thank you so much for being here. This is all about just getting our motivational minutes, our inspirational vitamin. This is about letting go of everything that we have carried with us throughout this week. If you have something good you want to share, share it. If you're in our chat room, type it out. We will say it for you on air. And of course, for those of you who are coming in our call query, again, press the number 1 on your phone. If you need a prayer, ask for it. If you have a testimony, tell it. Tell it. Tonight is
Amen.
The night for that. A special hello to Faith, a believer. She just popped into the chat room. Welcome, my sister. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here. Welcome to all of our guests again in the call query. So glad that you are here. And I think one of the things that I'd like for us to do, Sister Tina, is to open up our session with a prayer, because I tell you, you know, earlier today I was watching the show The Secret for the first time, and I don't know how many of our listeners have heard about it or read the book or saw the movie, but I get it. And when I did a shift in my life, it's so clear. It validates quite a bit. So tonight is our night. We're walking into our destiny. And as I said, ladies and gentlemen, this is just another branch of the Marathon of Hope Kingdom movement that we have going on. And before we get started, just a little bit about that so that so many people know. Tonight's show and the regular Healing Through Hurt iTalk radio show that airs tomorrow night at 9 p.m. and the Sunday Morning Inspiration that airs at 6 a.m. Sunday mornings, of course. They're all sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is an IRS-recognized and approved 501c3 nonprofit. As we grow into our destiny, you will be hearing so many other wonderful things coming from this movement. We have so many people coming on board. We're looking to grow. We're looking to touch the world. And as long as we hold fast to our faith and God guides us, we'll be able to do that. You know, so many times they say, hurt people, hurt people. Well, we are a group of hurt people who intend to heal people. So with that said, Sister Tina, would you like to open us up in some prayer?
I sure would. It's an honor and a privilege to talk to God, to ask him for what we need, to give him all the honor and all the glory, to magnify him, to edify him, and to lift up his holy name. And right now, Father God, we come to you as humbly as we know how, thanking you for this day that you have given us so graciously, Lord God, thanking you that you allowed us to go to our prospective jobs today and arrive back home just as safely as we left, Lord God, that our property, our children, our families were in the same shape as when we left them this morning, Lord God. Thanking you that we didn't have any major car problems today, Lord God, if we had any. Thanking you for keeping that hedge of protection wrapped around us as only you can do, Lord God. Thanking you for your son, Jesus Christ, Lord God, who you gave up for us. You let him suffer, Lord God. He bled and shed blood and skin for us, Lord God. But on that third day, he got up so that we could get up, Lord God. And we just want to thank you right now for that resurrection, for the resurrection blood that is sprinkled on us on a daily basis, all day, every day, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you for allowing us to be here tonight to participate, to honor you on a Friday night, Lord God. Friday night, faith and praise with me and my sister C. Maria and Faith a Believer and all the other listeners and callers on this line tonight. I ask that you bless every single one of them, Lord God. Bless them as they come in. Bless them as they go out. Bless them in the city. Bless them in the field, Lord God. Let everything that they touch turn to gold, Lord God. Let everything that they desire, let them possess it right now, Lord God, in Jesus' holiest name. But again, right now, Lord God, we just want to thank you. Thank you for the breath in our bodies. Thank you for our sight, for our hearing, for our feeling, for our seeing, for every sense that you have given us physically and spiritually, Lord God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for touching us and guiding us, warning us onto this call tonight, Lord God, to get what you have for us. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. May this show be blessed from this day forth. May the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement be blessed as women of God come forth to heal the hurt. You said that your son came to seek and to save the lost. Well, we're lost, Lord God, so we ask you to save us, but most of all to work through us, allowing us to be vessels to help to heal those that are hurting, the masses of men and women who are hurting physically, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally, Father God. So we just want to say thank you. Thank you for all that you are and all that you do. Thanking you for everything that you've given us, everything that you've taken from us, and everything that you've left us. This we thank you for and praise and worship. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, for those of you coming on, if you have a testimony, if you need a prayer, if you'd like to share something that's empowering, and you know that the Lord God Jesus Christ has done something wonderful in your life, if you're in our call query, feel free. Press the number 1 on your phone and let us know. Share the good news. Share your blessing. You know, one of the things that I thought about today is people, when we pray, prayer is a mighty, mighty thing. And it got me to think about so many of us. Lately, I've had many people ask, why are all the bad people getting everything in life? And the good people seem to be catching all of the heartache and the pain. And I thought about Job 42:10, and the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he prayed for his friends. And the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. You know, sometimes when people think that they're helping us, when they pray for us, sometimes their prayers are actually against us, because so many times people listen to the he said, she said in the world. Someone may not like you. You may be having a disagreement with someone, and they'll talk to someone, and they'll talk to someone. Because one thing that happens in life is that the negative will spread so much quicker than the positive. And before you know it, some people will take that one side of a story, and they'll say, well, I'm going to pray for so-and-so. You know, I'll pray for Maria so that she'll change. They don't realize that they're praying for me to change to suit the aggressor, the person who has a problem with me. So I'm trying to walk in the light, as so many Christians do, and we come across a lot of adversity. You know, there was one point where on one of my social media sites, I had to tell some people, don't pray for me because you're blocking my blessing, because you're not praying for me based on me achieving what God wants me to do. You're praying for me to become what some earthly human being wants me to be, and that's blocking my blessing, because I'm not here to appease any one person on this earth. I'm here to show delight in God's sight. So sometimes we have to be very careful of not only what we're praying for, but why we are praying for it. Because sometimes that why can be a game changer. So just be mindful. When you're praying, pray for someone's health and strength and their success in the Lord. Not in the sight of man. Big difference there, big difference. And you know, for those of you, I'd like to share a testimony. And I thought about it earlier today that I've had a walk away. This is my weeding season. And some people's reaping season. Sometimes we have to walk away and let go of everything and everyone who's not helping us. The law of attraction is a powerful thing. If we hang with negative, we're going to attract negative. We're going to become negative. So we really do need to hold fast to our faith and believe that the Almighty is our best friend, and he will guide us through. And it's okay to let go. So many of us are going through some of the problems because of our own self-perception. I know someone where everyone's out to get them. Every day I hear the same story. People don't like me. They're out to get me. They pick on me. They do this. They do that. It becomes taxing to hear that every day. And the same personal people, and most of us know someone like that, they always have a reason why they're still at ground zero. So to all of you listening, if you're in that mindset, in order for you to change your circumstance, you have to change your thought. You have to change your thought. So many people talk to talk. And Sister Tina, I know you can relate to this and you've seen it for yourself. So many people will talk to talk and talk about, I go to church on Sunday and I do this. But their actions, although they go to church on Sunday, they're not showing to me as an outsider looking in that they are believing that they are walking the talk. So again, we have to be so mindful of that to make sure that we are walking the talk. Talk is nothing. Talk is another four-letter word unless you bring the actions with it. So we can talk all day. I love the Lord. I this, I that. But then you doubt everyone, talk about people behind their back, make up excuses. So we're not projecting what we are saying, what we're telling people. And it leaves everyone wondering what exactly the point is. What are we trying to say when we're not talking? When we're talking, but we're not walking, but we talk.
Absolutely.
So again, for those of you, I'm going to turn it over to Sister Tina right now. I see so many of you are here and you're listening. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for being here. People are still popping on. If you have a testimony, you need a prayer, feel free to press the number 1 on your phone if you're in the call query. And, of course, for those of you in the chat room, if you're logged in as a guest, you can either give us a call at 646-478-4726 and then press the number 1 if you'd like to participate in the chat. Or you can type your information in if you're logged in the show chat room, and we will be sure to read it for you on air. The same goes for over on Facebook. If you're on our events page and you have a comment, you need a prayer, you'd like to share your positive, feel free to type it there, and we will read it for you on air as well. So, Sister Tina, I know that so many things have been going on in your life. Do you have a testimony that you'd like to share?
Yes. But first of all, I just want to thank everyone who is here tonight. I see Sister Rhonda and Faith, a believer, brother, we've got a gentleman in the room, Brother James Goodrum. Welcome, welcome to each
welcome,
and every
brother
one
James.
Of you. And please feel free, please hit the number 1 button and chime in at any time. This is your show. This show doesn't belong to Maria or I. This is our platform where we come on every Friday night at 10 o'clock just to express our faith and to give praise to the person, to the man above who gave us life and breath. And Maria, you said so many good things, and one thing just popped up in your conversation, and it just hit me real, real hard. I heard the Holy Spirit just gave me that word ego. Ego.
Mm-hmm.
Ego will kill us. I use the acronym EGO, easing God out, you know, having my own agenda. trying to fix things my way, wanting to do things my way. And I be dog at the end of the day when it doesn't work out, I don't blame me. I blame God.
Exactly.
You know, that's the craziest thing, that I didn't get on my knees. I didn't pray. I didn't ask for direction. I didn't ask for guidance. I didn't ask him to order my steps that day. And when things go all crazy and I'm all confused and bipolar and schizophrenic and all over the place, you know, I always look for somebody or something else to blame other than myself.
Right.
And that's that ego, not taking personal responsibility for my own behaviors, for my own actions, for my own thoughts. Just being guilty of not looking where I'm supposed to look for everything that can be given to me. You know, I have a Facebook group, a vision board group, and I was asking questions today about what has doing a vision board, how has it changed your life since you first started doing it? And I started off by asking real positive questions. Did it bring you joy? Did it bring you enthusiasm? Did it bring you closer to God? Did it bring you, you know, hope and expectations? And then I had to get real. Did it do nothing for you? Did it bring you nothing? Did it leave you empty? Because those are the things we need to talk about. Ego is also, to me, not allowing when something goes wrong in my life, usually that I have created or caused, not asking questions, not asking for guidance or coaching or spiritual assistance or just, you know, well, sister, you know, this didn't go quite right today. I'm not really feeling it. Could you help me out? It's okay to ask for help. You know, it's all right to ask for help. But so many times that ego disallows us to ask and get the help that is so readily available to us. And I can attest to that because I can recognize so much clearer today the people that God places in my life to assist me. You know, he's above, but he puts people right down here on the ground with me to help me out, to be a shoulder to lean on, to be a shoulder to cry on, to be someone to just, you know, be a heart. My pastor always says, and we learn this in grief recovery, a heart with ears. You don't always have to say anything. Just knowing that you're there. Just knowing that I can inbox or text message or just leave a voicemail message to anybody on this call, anybody on this queue tonight, and know that even if they don't return my call or return my text, like, immediately, like sometimes I expect you to, that I'm still in your thought and I'm still in your prayers. And I know that. Today I know that. You know, that God has put angels around me, Psalms 91. You know, angels surround me every day, all day, to protect me, to assist me, to guide me. They've been assigned to me. That's their job.
Right.
That's their job. And in turn, I believe that he has a purpose for me to be an angel to many. And that's evidenced by, amazingly, how many people come to me. Can you pray for me today? I'm going through something today. I just want to talk today. Or even that silence, that you know, just being that heart with ears. You know, I don't always have to say anything. Just they can know that I'm just there, that I'm just there. They can depend on me to if they've got secrets, they know they're not going anywhere. You know, if they've got issues, they know that I'm going to tell them the truth. And sometimes that truth is I don't know. And I'm going to tell them I don't know. And they can respect that. And I respect that from others. Well, I don't, you know, no one person has all the answers. you know, let me talk to God. I'll get back with you. Okay, if he gives me the answer, you're supposed to have it. If it's not, I'm probably not the person who was supposed to give it to you in the first place. And
correct.
You talked about that, those, you know, the people who being careful of who pray for you.
Right.
And I came to that conclusion years ago. And I did the same thing that you did. I stood up in an open forum of about 100 people. And I believe it was when my grandmother had passed away. And, you know, I'll pray for you. I'm sorry, but, you know, I don't want everybody praying for me. And it's not because I'm being mean. It's not because I don't like you. But you weren't the one assigned to pray for me. I might love you, but I know you've got a secret agenda. You don't care about me that much. Okay? I don't know what you're going to be asking or who you're really praying to. But I don't know where you are on a spiritual level. I have to be real careful. You know,
right.
I have to investigate. You know, who do you believe in for real? What are your spiritual beliefs? What are you going to say when you pray for me? I need to know. Because I don't want you praying against me, and I definitely don't want you praying against God's will for me.
Exactly.
I can make enough mistakes on my own. I don't need any help in that area. But, again, I'm just happy to be here tonight. I'm seeing more people in the notifications that are coming into the room and saying hello. So I definitely don't want to take up everybody's time because, again, this is your forum. It's not the Tina and Maria show, okay? It's God's show tonight, and I just appreciate the fact that he allowed me to be here tonight to share a part of me. Can't tell all of it at one time. I'll give you bits and pieces, so y'all keep coming back, okay? So I got some more to tell. I got some more to share. But tonight is about you, so I'm thanking God that you're here. Please press number one. Please press that number one button and give us your testimony. Ask for the prayer that you need. Ask for any guidance that you think God can use us as vessels to help you with tonight. Share what you're feeling because you might be my angel tonight, and I might need to just hear what you've got to say to me. What God is saying through you to me, okay? I've got issues.
Right.
Okay? Ain't no shame in my game. I've got issues. And I need you all, and I thank you for being here. And Maria, I just thank God for your vision for the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement and how out of that vision, out of that tree, this branch called Faith and Praise Night was envision. So I'm just happy about what God is doing in your life, and I'm just glad that he allowed you to allow me to be a part of it right along with you. I see some real awesome godly things coming down the path, and I'm in for the ride. I'm ready. I'm saddled up, okay? So I just want to thank you again.
Well, I always tell people, because you know that I work with people all over the United States and all over the world, to be honest, and I've had more than my share of people call me their angel on this earth, and I'm still in shock and awe over all of it because I'm just a messenger. I'm just an ordinary person, I'm assuming, doing some extraordinary things in some people's lives in this world, but I'm just an ordinary person, and anyone who's known me for some time knows I'm Maria. I'm just a nut. I have my good days. I have my bad days. I've been through several fires, but guess what? God has put me back here for a reason. You know, we down the road, we'll do another show the NDEs, the near-death experiences, or for those of us who have been to the other side and were sent back, to complete a mission. And oh, what a beautiful blessing it is when we are here on this earth and we know why we are here. We know what our purpose is. So many people are born on this earth, they exist, and then they die without ever discovering why they were born. So many people have this misconception that they're here to be born, go to school, grow up, have a family, go to work, grow old, die. It's so much more to life than that. That's only part of our life journey. That's only a small part of it. Each one of us has an intricate part that is ours to complete, ours to do alone. I was talking to someone earlier today, and she kept going on and on about how she doesn't have time for this, doesn't have time for that, but her friend called and said, I got a ticket for you. Let's go to Vegas. She'd be on that plane to Vegas. So sometimes we don't realize that we do have that time to take for ourselves, that time, just a small piece to go back and find our faith. And you said something that I wanted to touch on. You were talking about your vision boards. And, you know, I have to say this for those of you who are trying to find your path and you're doing it through your vision boards. I've seen some vision boards that were so cluttered and so disorganized. What so many people tend to do, you're recreating the same calamity that you have in your life. And the reason why, you know, Sister Tina, when they tell you they're lost and they need that help is because they don't understand that they're keeping the vicious cycle going. You are creating the same calamity that you already have. The vision board is supposed to bring clarity. That's the point, to bring the clarity, not more calamity. So we have to declutter our lives. You know, sometimes they say you have to move things out. You know, when things get old or you need something new, you have to decide what you're going to get rid of. You have to make room for everything in life, including our blessings. And sometimes we tend to procrastinate, to sleep on our blessings. And guess what? Sometimes, I was reading something earlier today, and they said, you know, when you mistreat people in your lives or things, someone is waiting in the shadows who will grab that person up or that thing up, whatever it is, and treat it like it should be treated. Why? Because a lot of times we tend to run away from our blessings. We tend to ignore our destiny. And then we sit back and wonder why. Why things are going awry. It's because God gave us something called free will. And sometimes we use that free will to do what we want to do. Not what God needs us to do, but what we want to do. So we have to be so mindful of that. And while people are still listening, I'd like to add another prayer for our session. If you don't mind, Sister Tina, because a lot of us need prayer. And I see these people sitting here. You see people sitting here. And they're silent this evening. So I'd just like to say, Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening to say thank you. Thank you for bringing this wonderful group of people together to give praise for your mighty works. Heavenly Father, some of us are coming to you broken. But we know you can pick the best pieces and make us brand new. Lord, we thank you for all that you do. We ask for your magnificent guidance so that we may walk in the light of your grace each and every day. Amen and amen.
Amen.
It doesn't take a lot. And you know, one thing I always say whenever I have my speaking engagements, whether we have a full house, whether we're at 50%, 25%, doesn't matter. 100% of the people who need to be there are there. So every time this show airs, we have 100%. We're at capacity because those people who need to be here are here. They are here for a reason. You're here because you hunger for something. This is the time when we come together, we let go of all of the things that were not good for us. This is our feast. This is our faithful feast. This is when we come together to let go of everything that we've had dished at us this week that was not good for us, that did not mean us any good. So just remember, this week and beyond, we're going to be here. If it's just Sister Tina and I, we're going to be here giving praise because every day that we're above ground is a good day. And it's an opportunity for us to work towards our destiny. It's our chance for us to get things right, to make things better. Each one helps another. I always say that. If you don't want to pray for yourself, pray for someone else. And to do things in the Christian way, it could be something as simple as smiling through your day or at a total stranger. You know, I spoke several times where I said, when I go into my job, there are people, when I'm not feeling well on any given day, total strangers will walk up to me and ask me where my smile is. And for those of you who know me on social media, a lot of people have made comments about my smile. To me, it's just a smile. I had no idea how many people noticed it. You'd be surprised how many people notice everything you say and do during the course of your day. So we have to be mindful as children of God how we carry ourselves. We have to be mindful of how we look at people, how we respond to things. Notice I didn't say react, how we respond. We have to believe and keep the faith. We have to walk by that faith because in this day and age, especially in this country, in the United States right now, we're still in a bit of a financial turmoil here. A lot of people are still losing their jobs, cannot find jobs. So we have to keep the faith no matter what. So many people talk about, I've been out of work for 2.5 years. I can't do this. I can't do that. But yet, you're telling me this on a computer in a warm home with food on the table because most people don't look like they're starving to me. So instead of us dwelling on the negative, let's give praise to the positive. And I'm sure so many of us have seen people, they get on some of these social networks, and they're complaining. I don't have this and I can't afford that. But you're on a computer in your home or in a home where you have a warm bed at night. Give thanks. Give praise. I'm not making anywhere near the money that I used to make, but I make enough. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the fact that God sent me back because he told me that I had a mission to complete. I was mad as all get out. I enjoyed where I was. It was beautiful on the other side. I did the mumbling and the grumbling. Yeah, in case you don't know, you can do that on the other side too. But in the end, I had to yield to his will. And I was sent back to do a specific task. And now I'm walking into my greatness through the grace of God. I have really bad days. I've been sick all week. You may not hear it in my voice. Some of you may notice, and some of you may not. I've been sick for the last week. And people know it's unusual for me to be offline by 8, 9 o'clock. But I'm up every morning, and I'm on my way out the door. Very early. While most people are still sleeping, I'm on the road. And I drive by faith because 365 days a year, when I leave to go to my secondary job, I leave in darkness. Darkness. And I work below the ground. I don't see daylight for the majority of my 24 hours. That in itself can take a toll on the human body. We need sunlight. We need to see we need several hours of sunlight a day. Sunlight nourishes our bodies. But you know, in my mind, I see the sunlight. And God keeps me moving forward. So I smile in that fact. For those of you, there are people jumping on the call query. If you have a testimony, you'd like to say a prayer, share your story, press the number 1 on your phone, and I'll bring you on air with Sister Tina and myself to share your story, because your testimony may be what one of the other listeners needs, and your testimony will be heard throughout the world. This show is heard in countries I've never heard of. And somebody in this world told me that I was a pretty bright individual. But there are countries out there I have never heard of who managed to get to hear this show. Or there are people who request a copy of it. So you don't know who you're going to heal through your story, through your testimony. So feel free to share it. Share your story. Share your testimony. How selfish is it for us to keep our blessings to ourselves? Part of our big picture is to share our talents, to share our blessings. That's what it's about. That's what walking in the light is about. God is pleased when we lend that helping hand or that guiding voice to others. What we have is not meant for us to keep. It is meant for us to share. You know, so many people hoard up everything. They keep everything. If you ever see the show that comes on cable called Hoarders, some of us do the same thing with our blessings and our talents. We hoard it. We keep it all to ourselves. And in the end, what does that do? When our final days are here, what does that do? What have we done when we keep it all to ourselves? Call a 9174. I'll be bringing you on in one moment. So just remember to share. share your blessing. Share your talent. With that said, we're welcoming caller 9174. Welcome, welcome to Faith and Praise.
Hello, hello. How are you? This is Arlene.
I'm blessed. Hey, Sister Arlene.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm still above ground, so I'm good.
Amen.
Hello there.
Hi, Sister Tina. Seems like I always have noise going on around me, so I have to go find a quiet place. Our house is always hopping with something going on, and we're just praising and worshiping the Lord. But I am
Amen.
So thankful for the call tonight. I've been listening, couldn't listen any longer without just sharing the goodness of what the Lord is doing, just listening. Especially when Sister Tina was talking about praying and not allowing everyone to pray for you. And she took me back years and years back where I can remember where my husband and I had gone with a friend to a church program. And there was a lady there who was a prophetess, and she was calling people out. And she called my husband and I out, and this is our first time to this place, so, you know, we stepped out. But then she began to say, you know, she sensed that there was some kind of a problem going on, you know, between the two of us and our marriage and everything. And my husband and I are happily married, and I'm just saying that. And so right then she called us out. We went up. We were in front of the church, and she said she wanted to pray for us. Well, at that moment, before she could utter anything else, I turned to my husband and I said to him, "Do you have any kind of problem with me that I need to know about?" And his response was no. And he said the same thing to me. He said, "Do you have any kind of problem with me that I need to know about?" And my response to him was no. And at that moment, we had to make the bold decision right in front of the church. Remember, she called us out. We didn't come up on our own free will in the sense of we didn't say we need to be up here. But she called us. And at that moment, we had to make the decision, are we going to stay and allow her to pray for us and probably pray something that was not true, or will we leave? And both of us together, what we chose to do was to leave. Our friend was a little upset with us, trying to figure out what was going on. This is the prophet lady, you know. But we felt that what she was speaking over our life
right.
was not true.
And right.
since we knew it wasn't true, we made the decision. It's like the Lord said, okay, this is not true for you, so you need to leave. So that's why I thank you, Sister Tina. I thank both of you for what you are speaking and what you are saying, because the scriptures do tell us about laying hands on no man suddenly. And, you know, so people will go and think that they need to allow someone to lay their hands on you.
Right.
But if you don't know, like you said, if you don't know background and all of that stuff, you got to be very careful.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Keep your hands off of me. Don't touch me.
But I tell you.
Spirit okay, all on somebody.
You know, and for all of the listeners, none of my shows are ever scripted. So for Sister Arlene to call in and just validate tonight's discussion, it's okay. You don't need to follow the pack in every single instance, because sometimes the leader of the pack is just as lost as the followers. So you really do need to understand this, and it's okay to tell people, no, I don't need you. No, I'm good. You know, I don't need you to pray for me because you're praying for all the wrong reasons, and it is okay. it really is okay, people, to tell folks no. Tell them no, thank you. It is fine. God doesn't mean for you to be unhappy. And if there's a ton of people praying against you, and, you know, God can be for you. But if there's a battle going on, it's a battle. And there's a battle between good and evil raging in this world as it is. And if you're stuck smack dab in the middle, you're not going to move to where you need to be very quickly, because you're in the middle of this tug of war.
Right.
So what you have to do is understand that not everyone who prays for you is praying for your well-being. Some people are praying the exact opposite of what you need to move forward, to succeed, to be healthy in your life, in your relationships, in your business, in living, period. So be mindful of this. Be mindful of it. Everybody does not have your best interests at heart. Some do it on purpose, while others have no idea that they're not helping. They are have become a part of the problem. So just remember, as Christians, we should walk with our eyes wide open, not wide shut. And so many people tend to follow the pack, follow the crowd. You know, sometimes people put up the videos on these social media sites. A lot of people laugh and they think that they're funny. You know, some people follow suit when they go to their houses of worship. Every week, you can almost count on the same people to turn it out and show off and do whatever. As children, we used to sit and laugh because we knew that some people were going to take it to a whole nother level. Because some people are just living by script. And it's okay for us to break that script. It's okay for us to go off script. You don't have to accept everything that someone is trying to put on you. You do not have to accept every blessing that comes for you. Sister Arlene and her husband seem to be doing just fine when they walked away. So don't believe that fire and brimstone are going to come down on you because you turn away from some unhealthy blessings. Not every blessing is meant for you. Not every blessing is there to help you. Just the thought. We're not ministers here. We're just people.
Just people.
Who've learned to listen to the word of God opposed to the word of man. And you know, Sister Tina always speaks about the vision. The vision that had become very clear to us a few weeks ago. I don't know where it came from. Well, I know where it came from. It didn't come from me, is what I'm saying. It didn't come from me. This was ordained by God. He just used me and this platform as a vessel. None of this is about me. I enjoy being the silent CEO. I enjoy leading from the back opposed to the front because I expect everyone that I work with to exceed where I am. You know, I pray for each and every one of your success. That's what I'm praying for. I want you to outdo me. Please outdo me so I can retire. I don't have a problem with that. So many of us are in competition. That's a show for another Friday. But this is no competition. There's enough for everyone. And I'm here to help as many people as I can to succeed, to move forward. If I can't help you, I've lost everything. And most of you know my story of faith, forgiveness, and 4 cents. Even when I had 4 cents to my name, I was willing to give you 3.5. Because God will make a way and give me more than 4, and he's done that. Faith, forgiveness, and 4 cents. 4 cents. 1, 2, 3, 4. Go get 4 brown pennies. That's all I had. And I was willing to share 3.5 with somebody. I had to keep a half of a penny just to feel like I had something. But the bottom line is, people, when you praying for people, pray for all the right reasons. Don't pray them harm because you want to get ahead, because you're looking at it as a competition. And make sure that when you're listening to anything coming from the lips of man, before you believe it and jump on that bandwagon, make sure it's headed in the direction you want to go. Because sometimes you can partake in things that'll put you on the wrong road instead of you going to the highway to heaven. Well, you know the rest. We don't want to do that. So, just make sure that you're praying for and the prayers that you receive are correct.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
Comment in the chat room. This is what I posted today on my page. There's enough for everyone. I think C. Maria is my twin. Oh, my goodness. I might have some more siblings out there. One never knows. Hey, sis. But I tell you, you know, Carmen, I know it's you. Anyway, here she goes again. She's over here in the chat room. You know, people kill me. They just try to help me out, and they start to correct me and tell me this is how it should be. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, I know it's you. I'm like, see, she's getting me all off topic and breaking the scripts and all of that and getting, shh. Would you like to say a prayer, Sister Carmen, being as though you had me announce you and things? Want to give a testimony?
Hmm? Yes, she does. Yes, she does. She got one. She's always got one. She is such a blessing.
Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to, my screen actually just locked up on me, so I'm trying to get back together here. Okay, here we go. We are back. For those of you who missed last week's show, she's got the snaggletooth laughing icon again. I'm not fooling with Sister Carmen this evening.
Yeah, she put it up there again. Carmen, you've had this lady cracking up all week. Stop it.
This is what I'm talking about. You know, this is supposed to be, Carmen, you're not being very Christianly, laughing at my pathetic existence. See what I mean? But I tell you, that's what this is about. It's about us sharing our stories. And as I said, this is what helps so many people make it through. They need to know that we can go through storms and still laugh about it. They know that a brighter day is coming. I'm not promising you all that everything is going to be blue skies, puppy dogs, and white picket fences tomorrow or the next day or even the next month. But this is about giving us that motivational and inspirational push to keep going. Keep going.
Yeah.
There's nothing better. Every day, wake up. Thank the Lord that you woke up. Every step you take, make it a step of faith. When you go to the mirror, say a couple of mantras, say a couple of wonderful things about that person, and make sure that that person knows that they are loved, that the person that they see loves them, but God loves them even more. Each day, I try to find the positive. Caller 2901, I'll bring you on air in a moment. But each day I try to find something positive. And you all, if you followed some of the things that have happened to me lately from my blowout, so many people would have been like, my tire blew out, I almost got killed. And I said, my tire blew out, and I was not killed. And the tire was awful. We're still trying to figure out if it was tampered with because, you know, my story is for another day. But God keeps me safe for a reason. And, you know, some people ask. Last year, I died. I didn't almost die. They determined that I did die. And I came back all by myself in my home, in my bedroom, on the floor. I knew that my life force was leaving, and I don't know when I fell unconscious. I just woke up on the floor, and I just remembered hearing the voice telling me to stick to the plan, get up, get dressed, go to my doctor. And my doctor then point blank told me that I was dying. She was calling an ambulance because I had to go to the hospital right away. Me being defiant, by the way, I came back home, straightened up the house, made sure everything was in order. Then I went to the hospital, who then confirmed, yep, they were more amazed that I wasn't dead as opposed to me just being terribly sick. They just wanted to know why I was still alive. And I told them, been there, done that. I was sent back for a reason, so I'm like, it's okay, I'm not going to die. Because the keeper of the master plan has already told me that. So, caller 2901, welcome to Faith and Praise.
Well, blessings, beautiful, precious gems of the Lord. I just want to say, you know, thank you to you ladies for tonight, having this time separated to give people the opportunity to just share their praise stories and to just honor God with thanksgiving for the things that He has done for us, for all that He has spared us from, and I think this is just a wonderful thing to set this time aside just for this moment. There are a lot of people who are feeling like there is no hope right now, and you know, all kinds of things are happening to just douse people's spirits. And so to have this time set aside for just that purpose, to uplift and encourage people and to honor God, is just wonderful. And so I thank you ladies for tonight.
Oh, well, I thank you so much for the validation and the encouraging words, because, you know, we walk by faith, but it's so good when listeners such as yourself call in and they give us that extra push, because, you know, we're all human and we love to hear it.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Do you have a testimony or a prayer or a story you'd like to share?
Well, it's so many, but I just want to say that God has just been so good in just allowing me to realize that He is good. There's been so many things that has happened in my life to for me to just say there is no God, because how could a God allow such horrific things to happen? But at the same time, He revealed Himself in those situations and protected my heart, protected my mind, and protected my love for Him. And so only He can do something like that. And just thanking Him for doing that, for being there, in having me where I am to this day, as opposed to, you know, in a nut house somewhere, or just wandering about in the streets, or just even dead, you know, just allowing him allowing me to still be here, to just show people that, okay, he brought her through the things that he brought her through, and so he can bring me through as well. So my life is about just a living testimony to him, and just a way for him to be glorified through my life, through my existence here. So I'm just grateful and thankful to him for who he is.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Yes. And
I'm thanking God for revelation and discernment and just that vision to see how glorious his grace and mercy really is, you know. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And for those of you listening, if you don't believe, let me say this again. Let me go a little deeper. Last year I died, and I came back. I've been beaten, I've been raped, I've been dehumanized, yet here I stand. I've been to the mountaintop, I've lived in the big pretty house, I've had the fancy cars, and I've been left with 4 cents. Yet here I stand. So there's nothing that anyone can tell me that my God is not a mighty God. Am I where I used to be? No. I'm not in the big mansion house anymore. I'm in one of my rentals. It's a nice rental. I had it built. I'm the only owner of this house. But it's not where I was. But I'm here. And it's cold outside, but I'm warm sitting right here. And I can go and get anything that I need from my refrigerator. And if I don't have something that I like, I can get right outside, get into one of my vehicles, run to my 24/7 Walmart, to the food section, get whatever I want. So you see, my God is a mighty God. And some people may say, that doesn't make sense. You died, you were left with 4 cents. How can you say that? Let me tell you something. The blessing comes in the fact that because of what I had gone through, I'm a beacon of light for so many people who listen to my shows each and every week. That was part of God's divine plan for me. I haven't been sick in years. Last year, when I ended up with something called pancreatitis and hepatitis, bottom line was, it shut down everything. I felt my life force leaving me. I knew that something was very wrong. But in the same breath, when my life flashed before my eyes and I got the job well done, even then, I was ready to go. Because I've been through some storms in my short time on this earth. I've been through a lot. But here I stand. And I'm smiling. You may not be able to see it, but for some of you, you can hear it. I'm smiling because you know what? I know that God has a plan for me. And each day I'm walking into my destiny. I was sent back to do this. I was sent back to work with Sister Arlene, with Sister Tina. I was sent back to tell my story, to guide some others to their path of healing. I'm still in healing mode. I don't know when or if I'll ever be out of that mode. I'm still healing every single day. But I do know that I have to share what I know, because to keep it to myself would be a travesty. I know what it's like. And you're right, Carmen. Our God is an awesome God. Most days you all will see me make a post. Some people talk about how God-awful everything is. Well, I decided to say, well, how about having a God-awesome day? Instead of a God-awful day, have a God-awesome day. God-awesome day. I've heard so many stories from so many of the ladies that I've met recently. We have a young lady coming on our regular show, Casey Jones. She was so abused as a child, she developed, what is it, Tina, 17, 19 distinct, 17,
yeah,
multiple
17
personalities.
Yes.
17 distinct, multiple personalities. She's a functioning person with this type of illness. She'll be a guest. She's a joy to talk to.
Full of life, full of joy, full of laughter. Oh, my God. And when you ask her, well, do you know which personality comes out at any given time? And she's like, no.
No. So we don't know when she's going to be a guest. I'm hoping that she'll be my guest, but we don't know. But you're going to learn something that most people do not think about. And tomorrow night, I have one of the Les Brown Platinum speakers, Star Bobatoon, will be on to talk about having a child with a disability. So many of us have this idea of growing up, getting married. I know here in Maryland, there's a place called Martin's West. And they have the grand staircase where all of the brides want to be. You have to stand on the grand staircase. And not my first wedding, but my second wedding, when I married the son of Satan himself, I had my wedding there. They had just renovated. I was the first wedding in the brand new building. And I had as my grandson called me, I was dressed like a princess. I had the long traditional dress with the train that went down the hall somewhere and the long white gloves, and I had my tiara and the whole nine yards. Well, you never think that when you decide to have children, that you're going to have a child with a disability. So many of us don't get past, as long as they have the 10 fingers, 10 toes, and they're okay. We never go that step ahead and think about the what if. So we'll be talking about that and even how God steps in that situation, and we can turn something that most people would revere as a travesty into yet another blessing. Blessings come in all forms, ladies and gentlemen, all forms. And I'm silent for a reason, because I want people to think for a minute. For all of the complaints that we make about things going on in our lives, look at it as the lesson learned and the blessing. Yes, my tire blew out terribly with a guy driving in my trunk. But right before my tire blew out, I don't know what happened, but he had backed off. And I heard this thumping sound, and the car started to fishtail. When I got out, the tire was totally obliterated. But here I am. You know, last year, I was working and working and working. And, you know, they always say leaders never sleep. I was working towards my goal. I had to leave where I was. I had to get back to where I was. So God had a different plan. So he knocked me down by major notches. So, child, let me pull you out of this world for a couple minutes and then put you back in brand new. So, you see, I don't have a choice. I have to yield to his will. Although I didn't want to come back, I'm here for a reason. And I'm going to be here with Sister Tina as long as I can. And as I said, I get up at 3 a.m. every day, especially during the week. And I have to get a little more than an hour's drive one way. So if I'm out at 3, 4 in the morning, there's usually no traffic, and it's still more than an hour's drive. So, yes, I work hard, and when I get tired or I don't feel well, I still move forward. I still move forward because I'm walking in God's light. We have to understand that as Christians, especially in this day and age, I did a show last week and I spoke about the minister who had knowingly infected with some of the women in his church with HIV. And that was a conversation within itself. And another minister in Ghana, I believe, where he told all of the women in his church to take off their undergarments so that God could get up in them easier. So you see, we as Christians, we're being challenged in a huge way, a huge way. You know, the women at the church, they knew what they were doing. They made the decision to sleep with their married minister. He received 10 years in jail. But all of them received a life sentence. So we as Christians, we need to hold fast to our faith because Satan is busy. Satan is busy. I was just telling Sister Tina tonight that I see a message going across the top of the screen that says that the DDoS attack has been bypassed. So this platform, once again, has been hacked or something happened. But it just so happened that when this show started, they had fixed it. So we could be on tonight. And the chat room is working. I always say a prayer, Lord, give us a good show with no technical difficulties. So I have to say amen and amen. So for those of you who are listening who don't believe and want to question God, you know what? I'm living proof. And some of you are not at the point that I ever was. If ever there was rock bottom, the only thing that kept me from being 6 feet under was the fact that nobody knew that I had dropped out in my own house yet. Nobody knew. But God, I've lost everything, but yet I have everything. So that's my testimony for this evening. For our guests in the chat room, if you'd like to give your testimony, feel free. Feel free. I know Sister Arlene is still here and Sister Tina. You all have any closing words or prayer? Feel free. We have a few moments left. Sister Carmen, feel free. Faith A Believer, feel free.
We've got Rhonda Stacy Andrews in the room tonight, visionaire extraordinaire, Faith A Believer, Arlene, Carmen. We've got so many beautiful women of God. Reverend Val is in the room tonight.
Hello, hello.
Come on. Hit that number one key and share something that just might save somebody's life tonight.
That's right.
God's got you here for a reason.
But you know what? If your reason was just to be here and listen, then amen to that.
Amen.
You know, you are a blessing to us because you took the time out of your day, your evening, to be here with us. So that's a blessing in itself. You being here is a blessing.
Amen.
People know that you were here. That's a blessing. Maybe a friend of yours is listening or will listen to the show when it archives. And they'll say, oh, so-and-so was there. And they may stick around and hear the whole show and get what they need. So you see, the blessings are like a ripple on the water. It just takes.
Well, I just want to talk about the one blessing that I see happening in my life today. Last Saturday, I had my vendor's booth at a trade show, and there were so many spectacular women in that room, vendors and guests and speakers and workshop leaders and coordinators and entrepreneurs and African women doing head wraps and just women loving on women all day long. It was, last Saturday, well, maybe everybody doesn't know, the last Saturday was International Women's Day. March is National Women's Day, Women's Month. And so there were discussions on domestic violence, teen domestic violence, just every type of workshop geared towards women and women's safety and women's well-being. And one of the ladies that I met at the exposition, she's in the room tonight, and I just want to say, and I'm not going to say her name. I don't believe in, I do believe in breaking people's anonymity. I just broke a whole bunch of people's anonymity. But Sister Pam, we met at this exposition, and our businesses coincided. We initially thought we were going to clash because the coordinator came to me, well, so-and-so is selling so-and-so. And I'm like, well, you messed up then. We shouldn't be selling the same things. But found out that our products actually complemented each other. I sell hair. She sold hair clips. She didn't sell hair. And so we spoke to each other. We exchanged business cards. We got back in touch with each other earlier this week. I ended up as a part of her downline in her business, and she connected me with that company's Facebook page. And let me tell you this. I went into that group, that Facebook group, and I felt, people call them goosebumps. I call them God bumps. I just broke out in the Holy Spirit, just, goosebumps, God bumps all over the place. This was not your average business group. In this group, they praying for each other. They're supporting each other. They're guiding. They're instructing. They're leading. They're congratulating. They're empowering. They're loving on each other and me, because I'm a part of now. Shoot, they can't get rid of me. Because when I saw the title of their group, it had the business name in it, but it started out Philippians. It started out with a scripture. And when I first saw this group, I'm like, well, no, I'm in the wrong place. She put me in the wrong group. But she didn't. God didn't. God put me right where I was supposed to be, amongst mm-hmm. people just like me, who love to love on people. That's my spiritual gift, encouraging, lifting up people, lifting up their spirits, even during times when mine might not be lifted. You know, but Pam, God connected me to Pam. Pam connected me to another business that, like I said, totally complements my business. Then she connected me through God into this group page on Facebook, and I'm just loving it. I am mm-hmm. loving it. I just typed, you know, I'm just a somebody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. I don't
That's
claim
right.
to give myself titles as visionary or minister or pastor or teacher or preacher or any of that. I'm just a somebody. Actually, I'm just a nobody, you know, in comparison to Jesus. But I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody, that one somebody up above who can save anybody and who can do anything at any time, anywhere, for anybody. If he could do it for me, and there's no shame in my game. A recovering drug addict, alcoholic, prostitute, thief, con artist, backstabber, backbiter, child neglecter, everything that most people talk about that happened to them, I was the one who was making it happen in a lot of cases. You know, my marriage started out not by me being abused. I was the abuser in every sense of the word, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. I always say if I was my first husband, if I had been anybody, I would not have married me. I was just not the marrying kind. But karma, what goes around comes around. My second marriage, everything that I dished out, I got back and then some. But I still stand.
Mama.
After all of that, after all that I did, after all that was done to me, somebody just talked about that a mental institution. It was in the crazy house. It was in that mental institution where when I went for not an intervention but to get help, I sought help for my drug addiction. They looked at me. I scared the jeebies out of them. They sent me straight to the psychiatric emergency room, and I was admitted. But God, that was where I found him. That was where I had hit my bottom so hard, so deep, so low, so far down, I couldn't go nowhere else but up. God had to bring me to that level, to that low level, and they talk about I paid a high price for a low life, and I did. And I ended up in that mental institution, but it was there where I had my first known spiritual experience. God came to me and told me, he said, I had to humble you. I had to.
Mm-hmm.
And I liken that to where I'm that when the Bible talks about that ball of clay, he had to mold me and bend me and twist me and turn me and roll me and do all of those things to me to make me into the person that I am today. He had to just knock me to my knees. I had to become totally, totally, totally childlike because I had that ego. I thought the world revolved around me. I thought everything was about me. I wanted this. I wanted that. I didn't care what I had to do to get it. And he showed me, seek ye first me. Then you'll get those other things. And he had to knock me on my butt. I had one car payment left. I lost my car. I didn't even have to pay rent to my mother. I lost my house. I lost the respect of my children. I lost my mind. I lost everything that could be lost. But today, college educated, business owner, entrepreneur, talk show hostess, great-grandmother, grandmother, mother, all the things that the devil stripped from me and everything that all the lessons that God had to take me through, all the trials, the tests, the temptations, the turmoil, the pain, all of that, I still stand.
Amen.
I still stand. So I'm here to tell everybody that no matter how far down the scale you have gone, your story's not my story. My story's not your story. What I went through could be just as bad as maybe somebody breaking a fingernail. If that is what is the most important thing in your life, that's
right.
Your pain. That's your pain. But I live my pain. I have my own pain. And today, even though I know I'm not where I want to be, I'm not where God's going to take me to be. But I thank him that I'm not where I used to be. That's what, when I pray that prayer, that I thank him for everything that he's given me. I thank him for everything he's taken from me. And I thank him for everything that he's left me with. Because
that's
he
right.
Still left me with the breath of life where I can still tell somebody about somebody who can save anybody. Because if he can save me, he can save you. He could say,
amen.
I said I was going to tell my testimony another time, didn't I? Well, God had another plan tonight. And I just want to, I'm free, you know, and I'm going to free myself every chance I get, because every time I tell my story, God gives me another piece.
That's right.
You know, it's like he tells me, I can't let you remember it all, because I know times where I was drunk and in a blackout. I don't know if I killed somebody in a blackout. I don't know. I have come out of blackouts. The police is riding right on my tail, but I'm still going straight like ain't nothing happening, and I couldn't remember the last 50 miles that I drove. I'm driving blinded, drunk, in a blackout. Could have killed myself and others, but I know that there was an angel that had the protection even when I didn't recognize, and even if I did recognize, I wouldn't confess that that's who it was, that there was angels protecting me. They were anyway. I always say God protects babies and fools. Babies, fools, and drunks. He will protect you. Okay. I'm a living witness. I'm a living witness. And everybody on this line, I just thank you for allowing me to free me tonight, you know, to let you know a little bit about me. Now you know my story. Now you know why I praise him so much every day, all day. His glory is all of my
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Oh, my goodness. Amen.
Wow. Thank you.
And you know what? To our listeners, that's what this is about. Free yourself. Free yourself. That has
I'm
to be free.
Free
to tell that story, to tell your story, because I'm sitting up here in shock and awe. I'm like, wait, I didn't know that. You know? But Lord knows. We don't know. And people, it's no shame in it. I've had to go, and I shared it with Casey Jones and Sister Tina the other day. When I was going to talk to my shrink, my life was going in such a bad way. I had so many people that didn't like me and couldn't tell me why, and everything was falling apart. I used to welcome my pretty purple pill. It was called Wellbutrin. I had to take that because I had gone into such a deep state of depression that I would go through whole days and end up in the middle of traffic at a stoplight and not remember what happened earlier in the day, how I'd gone through an entire day and not remembered any of it, because I was developing dissociative disorder. You know, when we have Casey coming on, she had all of her personalities. I don't know if mine ever manifested. I was just in the beginning stages. So I understand. Because our bodies, are set up with certain mechanisms to protect us. And some of us, you know, when we get that protection mode, it actually takes us to a place to keep who we are safe. So the mind and the spirit is an interesting thing. But when God takes control, it all comes together as it should. We have about 24 minutes left. For those of you in the chat room or on the call query, feel free to share your story or part of it. If not, you know what? We hope that tonight was a blessing for you. And we hope that you will share this show with your friends, because someone needs to hear this show. Someone needs to hear our stories, need to hear our words. Someone needs to hear that. Because maybe, just maybe, you're that blessing lying in wait for someone else. You're that blessing. It's not Sister Tina, it's not me. You're that blessing for someone else. So share this show, because it could save a life. It could bring someone back from the brink. We've been there. We're living proof. If you have any doubt, you come back and listen to this show, because we're living proof, and each week we're going to get better and better. We're going to get better and better. Philippians 1:21, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Ladies and gentlemen, I sincerely hope that you got something tonight. I know I did. Just sharing and speaking. When you speak truth, you speak life. And oh, what a feeling. When you're not just existing, you are living. When you speak truth, you speak life. And it's so freeing when you share your story. Total transparency. A lot of people talk the word transparency, but they're not very transparent. They're somewhere like opaque. You know, it's very cloudy. They'll talk around their truth, instead of just speaking truth. To speak the whole truth is to speak life. To speak anything else is total deception. So again, if anyone would like to share an ending prayer, feel free.
This is Arlene Stan again.
Hey, sister.
I was doing a couple of things, and then I said, now I'm able to get, just able to get back and post on the Facebook chat page and everything, but I'm, again, so grateful for the sharing. And like you just said about the open transparency, you know, we don't know the things that we've gone through, how the Lord will allow those things to be an answer, really, to someone else's prayer, because it's the answer for us to see that He is able to bring us out, to let us see His greatness and how good He is and how awesome He is, because if He can do it for one person, we know He can do it for us too. So I thank you, Sister Tina, for just sharing, and I thank you all for having this, just this, the whole sharing tonight. so that we know that we can trust our God to do just what he said he would do, to take care of us. And then once he takes care of us, we know that he will point us in a direction towards those who are like us, who are just ordinary people. I like what Sister Tina said when she said, you know, she's just, I don't remember how she said, she's just a nobody. That's what we are, trying to tell everybody about somebody that can save anybody. And that's what we're here to do, is just to share about Jesus. So I would like to offer up a prayer. And that is just a prayer that we would continue to trust in the Lord. So, Father, we come to you. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify you. We're just so grateful for what you're doing for us, through us. We're just a little pipeline, but just a little faucet that you work through. And we're just grateful, Father, that we know we can stand on your word. It was you who told us to trust in you with all our heart. You said, lean not to our own understanding. And on all our way, if we're trusting in you, you would direct our path. So I thank you, Father, for this night, how you have directed us towards being on this call so that we can learn, Father, what you would have for us to do. Just one more piece of the puzzle to our purpose for being. How you're taking these ordinary people as we give you our hands. You said you gave us our hands to reach out to man because you have the plan and you know the plans that you have for us as we begin to just lean not to our understanding but follow you. So we're just thankful for Sister Tina tonight, Sister C. Maria tonight, Father, for what you have placed in them, that they share it, Father, that they are not people who just look upon themselves, but they're so thankful for the other members of the body. They reach out to us. They so love us, Father, because you said in your word that for God so loved the world, that you, Father, gave your only begotten Son. If we would believe on you, you said we wouldn't perish but have everlasting life. So I thank you for allowing them to just impart the everlasting life that you have through your word to bring us together so that we can pray for one another, so that we can uplift your name, so that we can praise you, glorify you, magnify you, Father, for all you have done. So I'm grateful and thankful for this opportunity to be with these sisters of like mind, that mind that wants to praise and worship you. I say this, Father, in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. If there's anyone else who would like to say a word or a prayer, now is the time before we end our show. And I'm sure that I speak for both Tina and myself when we say thank you so much for being here with us this evening for our inaugural show. As Sister Arlene said earlier, the branches are starting to expand now. The movement is growing. This is just one intricate part of it. And there will be more branches coming soon. We want to touch every state and every part of the world. We want to have a branch in every single state here and every country abroad. This is bigger than any of us individually. But together, we are a force to be reckoned with. Amen?
Amen.
So, Sister Tina, you have any closing words? Uh-oh, did we lose Sister Tina?
Oh,
Oh, I had myself on mute because I had to shout there for a minute. I muted my own self. Oh, my God. Sister Arlene, I just want to say thank you for being obedient to the Holy Spirit tonight, for just letting God speak to you and through you to just touch me tonight in such a way that, oh, I don't need to say anything else, Sister Maria. I really don't. I'm done. I'm done. Still forking me. I am done.
Yes, yes, yes. And I'll tell you all, I met Sister Arlene back in January. We were at a speaking engagement together. I had not seen this little dynamo before in my life. But I tell you, God works in his way.
Yes, he does.
And I'll tell you, it's a friendship that was forged that's priceless. And I'm not too sure how Sister Tina and I ever started conversing. Once again, I have no idea. But here we are.
It happens to me all the time. God,
I know.
Just sends my angels. Just... I don't know when, how, or where. It just happens, and I'm okay with that.
You, we are living proof of what God can do.
Amen.
We're living proof.
Amen.
So next week, bring a friend. Bring two. Bring ten. Because somebody needs the healing. Somebody needs to hear whatever the words are going to be. Because as I said, you know, my name may be on the show, but the bottom line is God is the executive director and the program manager.
Amen.
So whatever happens, God sends these messages through us, his vessels. So I want to thank everyone for being here. I told Sister Tina, maybe nobody will be here. Maybe we'll have one or two people. But I said, whichever way it goes, we'll still have a full house. And as it turns out, we had a full house. A full house.
And good. You know, Sister Maria, one more thing, and it just came to my memory. And it started out before the show started. Everybody, you know, you don't know what's going on in the background, but just know we're seeking God and we're reading and we're praying, preparing for this show. And so have it that both of us were inboxing each other. Oh, I'm so sleepy. It reminded me of when Dorothy and Toto and the Tin Man and they were in the poppy field, and they all got sleepy because they were so close. You know, the Wicked Witch came and put that spell on them, and they were going to sleep in that opium, because it was an opium den. That was all poppies. That was all opium. That was all drugs. And they were all going to sleep, the Tin Man and the Scarecrow. And the little Toto, you know, little bitty Toto, and everybody was getting sleepy, and it was because they were so close to their breakthrough. The enemy will play tricks on you, and he tried to play tricks on both of us, tried to literally put us to sleep. I mean, just minutes before this show came on tonight, and we didn't even. Well, nobody's going to be there. Nobody's going to want to hear you. I mean, he was speaking all of these demonic thoughts. But God.
Amen.
Get on that phone. Turn that radio, Blog Talk Radio on. If nobody's on there but you and Maria, so be it. Where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am.
Hey.
Okay. And he was here, he showed up, and he showed out. I ain't nowhere near sleepy no more. I woke up a long time ago. An hour and 55 minutes ago, I was wired. Okay, that shows the power of obedience. He put this in our spirits to have this show tonight and prayerfully every Friday night. And when we were obedient to his word, to the utterance and the conviction of the Holy Spirit, he showed up right on time. He said, y'all ain't going to sleep, not tonight. Nobody. And you know, Maria, I was up at 3 o'clock this morning. That is not me.
Yes.
She's like, oh, did I miss something? Did I sleep through something? Am I in a different time zone? What are you doing up this time of morning? Well, God woke me up, so here I am spreading the good news at 3 o'clock in the morning.
It was wonderful. I'm usually one of two people up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and lo and behold, here's Sister Tina. I'm like, wait, what? I was like, oh, my goodness. Something is wrong.
Wow. It was so funny.
Yes.
But my day has been wonderful all since 3 o'clock this morning.
Yes. So we're almost at our 24 hours of being up. We're 21 hours into our 24-hour day. 21 hours we're coming up on in nine minutes. We'll be into the 21 hours.
Ethan Preet.
Okay. Yes.
Yes, so thank you. Thank you, everyone, for being here for this, our very first show, our brand new branch of the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement. The kingdom is moving right along. If you want to get involved, there are several ways you can do that. I'll give you my information and I'll turn it over to Sister Tina. But you can give me a call at 202-618-2556. If you'd like to get involved with the movement, any part of it, type the word faith. That's type the word faith to 202-618-2556. If you'd like information on registration for our upcoming kickoff of the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement coming in June 6th through the 8th, type the word hope. Type the word hope to 202-618-2556, and I will send you the registration link to get on our update list, as this is a growing movement and we will be having different functions throughout the year and beyond. Also on Facebook, you can find me under the Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. There on Facebook. Join me there. Several ways you can email me, Maria Wall at thewallfoundationinc.org, or healingwithmaria@yahoo.com, which is the better email address to use. I created it especially for this particular project and movement, because to send things to the regular corporate box, I get hundreds and hundreds of emails a day. So I do not want your message to be lost. So healingwithmaria@yahoo.com. And, of course, if you'd like to write, Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And with that said, of course, tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, U.S., as I said, my special guest, right back here on Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio tomorrow night, will be Les Brown, Platinum Speaker Star Bobatoon. So join us tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, for our regular Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio show. And with that said, I'm going to turn it over to Sister Tina for her contact information, and then I'll leave you with the final mantra as I end all of my shows, with a well wish for you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. And as Sister Maria said, my name again is Tina Hobson. You can find me on Facebook under Tina Hobson. I have a Rhonda, in fact, myself and Rhonda Stacy Adams Andrews, we have our vision board group page, which is I Am a Superwoman 2014 Vision Group, Vision Board Celebration Group, because with vision comes assignment, and with that assignment comes a celebration. So we believe in celebrating each other every day with spiritual affirmations, pictures, saying, coaching opportunities, ministry opportunities. We just believe in loving on each other as superwomen. If you want to reach me personally, you can call me at area code 440-363-1508. I'm right in the suburbs of Cleveland, Ohio. If you're in the area, most of you in the greater Cleveland area know where you can find me. And my email address is Tina's Glory, TinasGlory at gmail.com. And just reach out and touch me. Just reach out and touch me. I'm here. As I said before, I know you don't always need for me or need for any of us to say anything. Therefore, I am a heart with ears, here to listen, just here to listen, just for you to pour your heart out to me. That's what I'm here for. And back to Sister Maria.
Thank you. And Sister Arlene, we only have about 2 minutes left, so quickly, if you'd like to give some of your contact information, take it away.
All right. It is Arlene Spann at Arlene Spann Sweat, and that's at 240-354-9174, and on the web at arlenespannsweat.com. Take it away, Marie.
Thank you so much, and as always, I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to turn the frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray each and every one of you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. I want to thank all of you for being here. Thank you, Sister Arlene, for staying with us and all of your support.
Yeah.
Much love to my fellow co-host and sister in survival, Tina Hobson.
Yeah. I just love you to life. Yes,
I love you too. I love you all.
I like this.
But I tell you, as always, much love to each and every one of you, peace and light. Just remember to continue to pay it and pray it forward. Have a God awesome remainder of your weekend. We hope you'll come back again tomorrow. You know what, Carmen in the chat room, I'm done dealing with you. Until next time, be well, be blessed, and on behalf of all of us here at Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, and, of course, Friday, Faith and Praise Session, have a blessed evening. Be well. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Welcome to Healing Through Hurt, Talk Radio Sunday.
Hello.
Let's see. What are we going to do for our show? Let's do this.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain, love. good music. Oh, 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 with only good music. Something about the things you said stays in my mind. Makes me wanna sit down and listen to you. I listen all night. The melody, the arrangement, makes my body go so crazy. I tie my feet, man, I love the beat. It's the way the music comes over me. The emotions I get, I won't fight. Sometimes the music is sure to make you cry, then dry your eyes. You know when the music is the way you can hide. Fly. I get lost in your words, it feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music.
I tell Rihanna, please don't stop the music. Cologne strum my pain with the fingers. I could really use it. Quiet storms full of purple rain. My Sharia more lovely as a summer day. I'll let the whispers follow Marvin Gaye in my headphones till the music starts to fade away. I give away my brown sugar for a bit of pop. If love really was a bullet, I'd have took the shot. Yeah. Now would you buy me a drink just to take me home? Put your game in a song just to make me moan. I like my Robin Thicke, me alone, a thug album. Triple shots, that's the trace.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our broadcast evening. On behalf of Sister Tina Hobson and myself, we want to thank you so much for being here for this, our inaugural show. This is our very first show on our new branch, on our journey to our destinies that was ordained by God. Thank you so much for joining us here on Friday Night Faith and Praise with Tina and C. Maria. Until next week, be well, be blessed, and as we said, you have a God-awesome remainder of your weekend and beyond, and stop by and see us tomorrow evening, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, for our regular Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio with my special guest, Les Brown, Platinum Speaker Star Bobatoon. Until then, be well, be blessed, and good night.